Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. Go check it out. There's a new episode up. And also, I'm a rotating host on the Game Brain podcast. So also check that out if you like board games or are interested in that hobby. And joining me is a man whose hobbies include watching Listen to Your Heart. It's Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast Podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
What happened?
Well, we're here. We made it to the end of the week. How you doing? Still alive? Still
good.
Chugging along?
Yes, I'm so glad it's ending.
I know. I'm like ready for some R&R and some Animal Crossing. It's a new month, which means there's new insects and fish for me to go find. But before we do that, today we're going to be recapping Summer House. We're really excited about that. And before we jump into that, just a reminder that we do have our iRobot Roomba contest going on. That ends on next Friday at noon Pacific. Rules for that are over on our Instagram. Basically, just make a post on Instagram where you say what your Roomba's housewife tagline would be. And then you have to hashtag it with WWC Roomba. And we'll pick out our favorite next week, and they will get a free iRobot Roomba i7. So that's super fun. And also, next Friday night, we're going to be doing a live streaming event for Real Housewives of New York. Starting at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, we're going to go on to IG Live and have like a little pre-show. And then at 6:30, we will then go over to Crappens On Demand, and we are going to recap Real Housewives of New York, and it'll be live, and so you can watch along as we do it and comment and all that fun stuff. We've done it a few times now, and it's been a blast, so come join for that. If you want to sign up for that, it's patreon.com/watchforcrappens. And lastly, you know, things are tough right now for a lot of people, so we want to spread some love to our listeners who have small businesses who are just trying to make things happen. So we're going to do some small business shout outs. You want to start it off, Ronnie?
Sure. This is a bra fitting and clothing boutique in Sonora, California. And now they're doing everything online like everybody else, you know, so go shop with these people online. They're called Fittin' Pretty BTQ. That's F-I-T-T-I-N, no G. So Fittin' Pretty BTQ offers women's clothing, jewelry, PJs, and a lot of good Mother's Day gifts. Bras and lingerie will be added soon. And there's free shipping on orders of $50 or more within the U.S. And they have gift wrapping service available upon request. So go to Fittin' Pretty BTQ.
Fittin' Pretty. Okay, this one comes from a lovely man named Gary Dutchover. And he says, I just want to give a shout out for my wife, Jessica Dutchover, at Sapphire Salon in Midland, Texas. Is that close to you, Ronnie? Midland?
Nope.
Okay. She is looking forward to getting these West Texas ladies back on track with their color and extensions. And then Gary says, I just want to say, as a strong married hetero, of course I watch Bravo. and he just talks about how they love Vanderpump and Real Housewives of Dallas and Southern Charm, and they love the anticipation that comes with how we're going to react to all the crazy shenanigans. So thanks, Gary. Thanks for that. And go check out Sapphire Salon and say hi to Jessica, fellow Geraldine over there. Go. I don't know how they are adapting during the pandemic, but if you need your hair did, make sure to reach out to Jessica.
Yeah, go get your hair did, y'alls. Okay, and now it is time for Summer House. Put your weight on me, bro.
Yeah, put your weight on me, bro. We're getting to the end of the summer, so there's not a lot of time left to put your weight on me.
This episode is called America's Roast Wanted because I totally like to roast.
Yeah.
I'm a good roaster.
Not a roast. Actually, they
Call
did a pretty
Kenny
good
Rogers,
job with the roasting.
Because I'm a roaster.
I say compared to Real Housewives of Dallas, they really kicked it out of the park with the roasting on this episode. I have to say.
Well, I didn't get to see anybody eat an entire box of donuts by themselves, but you know what? I appreciate the effort. I applaud the effort.
Well, some other things were eaten instead. So, Trixie, we start off with a classic Trixie tune. Ooh, ah, 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 ooh, 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 ah, ah,
ooh, 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 ah, ah. Hannah gets on top of Luke again in the morning, and he's like, "You look real cute in the morning, hat dish. I mean, I don't like that breath, but, you know, you're not so bad."
And then, meanwhile, things are a lot different in Kyle and Amanda's room. Kyle's like, what's your problem? Kyle, I'm not in the mood right now. Kyle. I'm like, oh, great. That's what exactly what you want to wake up to.
Yeah. It's like, why are you mad, babe? And she's like, because, like, I'm just really mad about everything, Kyle. And he says, because you spent all day sticking up for Hannah. And then she, like, totally had sex. Yeah. Kyle's obsessed with who's having sex.
Yes.
And he's not having sex. I saw him commenting on somebody's Instagram post. Someone was like, "Shut up, Amanda. You know, like, it's none of your business. And your boyfriend cheated on you a million times." And he's like, "We were having sex, which makes our relationship totally different." And then his next comment is like, "But we were having sex. What is your deal, dude?" Sex is a very normal thing that everybody does. Well,
that was the that was the original name of his brand. Before it was Loverboy, it was, "But we were having sex."
Yeah, it's serious. We were having sex.
We're having sex.
So Amanda's like, "Yeah, I was standing up for her the whole weekend, and all she had to do was say, 'Guys, I still want to have sex with him.'"
I sort of thought that she had said that. I mean, it's sort of funny. I kind of think everyone is correct. I think that, like, Hannah's right. They should just sort of, like, just let the, like, she and Luke are fine, so they shouldn't get into a tizzy. But I also think Paige and Amanda are sort of right. Like, you say all this stuff about how you guys are just going to be friends. You don't, like, want to mess with someone if he's with someone else. All this stuff. And then you still have sex with him. So I think they're kind of, like, all correct. And I don't know how you fix that. But, you know, everyone gets a trophy.
I don't.
You don't think they're all correct?
Everyone gets a dick trophy. No, I think that if she had gone around, like, Amanda crying to everybody all the time about it, and they got mad, then that would be one thing. But she's never done that. She's just like, "Oh, he's dating other people. Who cares?" Or like,
I mean, I don't think that she's
like,
been
"Is he going to fuck me or not?" Like, who cares?
I don't think that she was as, like, annoying as Amanda was, like, when she was like, whenever she's like in a Kyle issue. But, like, I do get that thing when you're, like, talking with a friend and she's like, "You know, I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to, like, pursue him because yada, yada, yada." And then all of a sudden they're, like, together. It's, like, sort of, like, annoying. You're like, "Okay, well, glad I spent that time having a conversation about it." So, like, I understand why they're annoyed, but ultimately it's, like, not that big of a deal, right? Like, if
I stuck to everything I said to other people that I was going to do, I'd be about 50 pounds right now, because I've said I'm going to go on a diet every day for the past 40 something years. So I'm team Hannah on this.
No, I mean, I am too, because I also get that thing where she's saying one thing, that's her intention, but, you know, also things change. I mean, there was a conversation that was had by Hannah and Luke on a tennis court, tennis ratchet, which did change it, because, you know, sometimes attitudes and emotions can change very quickly, especially if you're in a summer house, I guess.
So Hannah goes into Paige's room, and Paige is still sleeping, and she wakes her up, and Paige is like, "Did you go to Luke's room? Did you fuck Luke?" And she's like, "No. Oh, by the way, I haven't taken birth control in so long." And Lindsay's like, "Might want to take that every day."
Straight to the birth control, Rosé. So Paige is like, "So you did have sex. Okay, not liking or subscribing to any of this."
"No, but we had fun." She's like, "So you had oral then. That means oral." She's like, "I'm pretty sure he had his glasses on the entire time. So that's the opposite of ratchet. Hot."
And Paige goes, "I'm livid." Which is, like, so Paige. Especially to say "I'm livid" in, like, the least livid tone. "I'm so angry right now.
I'm livid.
No. So Hannah and Lindsay go off to get some coffee. And as soon as they're out of the house, Paige goes, like, running upstairs. So Amanda's like, boom, 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 boom. She's like, "Oh my God, you gotta wake up. We have to talk about this." And Amanda's like, "I'm so pissed. Like, what a fucking waste of my time." I'm like, "You mean like how we felt every time we watch an argument about where the wedding venue is going to be? I get it."
Yeah, like 5 minutes ago. Paige is like, "I am shook." So then it's everybody's in their bathing suit for some pool time, and everything's awkward in the kitchen. And Luke's like, hey, Paige, I just literally cooked if you want something. And she's like, now. So it's really tense, and no one's
no one's eating Luke's like basic level hot dish. She's like, but it's almost a hot dish. It's eggs. I'm like, no, we will not have that. It's a protest, a silent protest, and you can figure out why. I am.
And Amanda goes, awkward morning. And Carl goes, yeah, because we thought you two were having sex. So I'm like, what are you so mad about? You're the one running around going, are you going to have sex? Are you going to have sex? Did you have sex? When are you going to have sex? Are you going to do it? When are you going to do it?
I know, seriously. Got to bone down. Got to bone down. So Paige is like, so Luke, how was your night, Luke? And he's like, fine. It was really fine. I had a great dream about hot dishes, which is why I'm making this partial hot dish for you right now. Oh, really? And what happened in your night? Actually, I forgot. He actually says, oh, well, you know, I think I had a crazy dream. I was just making that shit up. I forgot he actually said he had a crazy dream. God, we really do know, Luke.
I'm just joking. And Amanda goes, no one's laughing, Luke.
Wow.
Well, did you have sex with her or not? And he's like, well, I think that's something you're going to have to ask her. And Paige goes, that's an annoying excuse. So he's like, you guys, can I just wake up in the morning? And Kyle's like, well, I think you're kind of taking advantage of the fact that she's clearly into you, even though I was just having a parade for you to have sex with her last night.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, yeah, and basically now Amanda and I just look stupid. Anyway, excuse us. We're going to put on giant bathing suits with huge frilly arms. Bye.
And Carl's like, I'm going to take out the trash. Hey, trash, you're looking good, by the way.
Yeah, you're looking good. You're looking really good, by the way. Yeah. So Hannah and Lindsay come back, and Hannah's, you know, reiterating that they didn't have sex, but, you know, Luke put in the work, wink, 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 etc. So they're back, and so Paige and Jules and Amanda are sitting out by the pool, and they are still just so angry about this situation.
Yeah, and Amanda tells Luke, she passes by him, and she goes, you're being kind of an asshole. You're not even telling us anything you said that happened. Like, what happened, what didn't happen? You're not cool.
It's like, isn't he being gentlemanly, actually, by, like, not kissing and telling and, like, letting Hannah be the one to do it?
If he said anything, they'd have been like, he was down here bragging that he had sex with you.
Exactly. He plays all coy, and then, like, the moment you're not there, he's like, we had sex, so I'm like living.
Yeah, so Lindsay takes Hannah outside and she's like, so was there sex? It's like, no. She's like, no, we just fooled around.
Yeah,
and she's like, that was like a full hour or so.
So Kyle is like inside telling Luke, like, listen, everyone needs to be on the same page. We need to know, are you at Bonetown? Are you going to Bonetown? Have you left Bonetown? Have you ever had sex with a can of hard tea? Because it can happen.
Luke's like, I think they're all bored with your own lives, okay? He's like, well, there have been very many examples, like, where Hannah felt you were overbearing or jealous. And Hannah comes in and hears that. And she's like, I never said he was overbearing or jealous. What are you talking about? He's like, oh, so there haven't been moments this summer when you thought he was jealous? Because I'm pretty sure that's what Amanda said. And she's like, I thought it was hot when he was jealous.
Yeah, she's like, honestly, the times he was jealous, it was kind of cute. You know, like, you ever see, like, a dog playing with a ball, and then you have a bone that you give to another dog, and then that first dog gets jealous? It was like that.
He's like, so you didn't describe it as manipulation of the girls? You didn't say? It's like, why are you so angry, Kyle? He's like, because it's another weekend that's been botched. I was like, wow. Dude, 4 out of 5 weekends are listening to you and Amanda scream, fight, and cry. Both of you.
Seriously.
Just stop.
Seriously. That was exactly my thought. So now Hannah goes outside to the girls, and she's like, I just got attacked by Kyle. Are you guys all, like so mad at me right now? Like, what's happening? And Amanda's like, we were looking out for you, and, like, I mean, I'm, like, annoyed right now. Like, if I could make guacamole, I would, and will not serve you any.
And Paige goes, look, it's hard to see it when you're in it, and you're very much in it. And as your best friend, sorry, Amanda, I would like to say you got played. He played the sex scene, he held it over your head, and then you were transparent, and he said he's open and honest, and I stuck up for you, and now he's in the kitchen like, yeah, well, I got her anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like really hard to see it when you're in it. Sort of like when you're wearing a dress that's about $50 too expensive because you got it at Macy's when you could have just found it on a rack at Goodwill. So,
yeah, for example, I didn't realize I was wearing a Muppet last week until I had taken it off and saw it laying on the ground. And I was like, oh.
I thought I was wearing a poncho. It turned out it was a designer shawl from Barney's. Mm. Okay, I was mortified. Mortified.
And Lindsay is in the kitchen with Luke now. She's like, can people just live? Like, if you and Anna are okay, I'm great with it. And then if you're not okay, then I'm still great with it because, like, I'm still going to be your friend.
And Luke is like, I'm really holding my cool right now. Like, I really am. Like, oh, God, I'm so mad. Oh, sorry about that. Oh, God, I really lost it there for a second.
God, I'm angry. Oh, sorry, God, for saying that.
That was a gold dish. I'm so mad. I could just go to this stove right now and put a bunch of sausage and egg and cheese and vegetables in a pan and put it in the oven and then serve it and be like, how's this for a hot dish? Hot dish? God, sorry about that.
I'm so angry. I'm going to make breakfast for everyone. I'm going to make breakfast for everyone again. That's how mad I am.
So then Hannah
outside is sticking up for herself. She's like, you guys don't even know Luke. You don't understand, you guys. I'm not dating him.
Sorry,
I just was playing tennis in my mind with Luke. I'm not dating at all.
Yeah, truly one of the more annoying defenses in this sort of situation is, you guys just don't know Luke. I have to admit, that is like not my favorite. Like, you guys don't know. You don't know. So she's like, you know, the whole time I've been really good. And Paige goes, Hannah. No. Do you guys even fucking know Luke? Do you even know Luke? I mean, look, there's a lot that you don't see, okay? First of all, he's a male model. Second of all, he makes jewelry. Third of all, he sings about coyotes. Fourth of all, he wears bandanas sometimes. Fifth of all, he rides a motorcycle. Sixth of all, he sometimes makes hot dishes. Seventh of all, he's tall. I guess that's it.
Oh, wait. Eight. He's a male model.
You said that already.
Oh. All right. 8-1.
All right. Okay. I guess you do know him. All right. Never mind.
So Paige is like, he fucks other girls all summer. He came up to you at that party and said, fuck you to a guy in front of you.
Something. I think that's what she said. And Hannah's like, so oh, I'm feeling disrespected.
Yeah, she's like, I'm feeling disrespected, you guys. Like, you don't even listen to me. Like, I'm listening to you, and you sound insane. Okay,
you sound like you're under some trance. You know.
Well, you know. Here's the thing. Have you ever had a hot dish? Because I don't think you really know what a hot dish is. Okay. This guy wanted to have sex with me, but he didn't because he has feelings. Okay. And Paige goes, that's a lame excuse. That's all Paige is going to say this whole episode.
That excuse is insane.
I don't like it.
If you have feeling for someone, you have sex with them, okay? You have sex, and then you like and subscribe to their channel, okay? That's what love is.
And Luke is watching inside, and he tells Lindsay, she's taking heat out there right now. I don't like that. All right. How many people are there? How many omelets should I make? Tell me now.
I'm so mad I might make everyone's beds. I am so mad. So Paige is like... Then we get to the real crux of it. Paige is like, I lost an entire fucking summer with you because of him. Okay, Hannah, I missed you all summer. So that's really what this boils down to, right?
Yeah, and Hannah's like, I know, but whatever. I love you, but you guys have significant others. And she's like,
I do not. He's in New York. And this summer, I only did this summer to hang out with you, Hannah.
Yeah, Amanda's like, would you ever let a man talk to me or talk about me the way he does to you? I mean, you get so upset with Kyle when Kyle says, and Hannah's like, oh, okay, that's sort of your issue. Okay, so you miss me, you are not happy with Kyle, moving on. Don't take it out on me.
She's like, are you fucking kidding me right now, dude? And she gets up and walks off. She's screaming, are Hannah, you out of your mind?
Because Hannah gets it 100% right in that one instance. She's like, okay, yeah. So this is why you're fighting and that's why you're fighting. Got it.
So now the girls have to comfort Paige, who's sobbing, which makes no sense. She's not the one who just got yelled at by Paige. So she's crying, and then Hannah goes off with Lindsay, like,
Hannah, come here. Let's just like take a walk to the end of the driveway. The driveway fixes everything, okay?
What? and just had an.
She's like, I'm having a dispute. She's like, they don't understand me. That was like worse than anything Luke did. Like, this thing is blaming me. Like, where did that narrative come from? Convenient narrative alert.
Hannah's like, people just like don't know him, don't know what he is. He's so good. He can make a hot dish. She's like, are you speaking with a Minnesota accent now? No, I'm not. No.
It's like, I'm not even dating him. Commercials. Here comes one
right now. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Arend.
Wokes, it's Nancy Oakes.
Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ava Nagila Weber.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
The Bay Area betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa. Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchel!
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
It's Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Incredible edible Matthew sisters. And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
So then Paige is crying to Amanda in her room, and she's like, Hannah, twisted that whole thing. Like, when we were yelling at him, that was fine with her on Friday, but now we're the bad guys? How did that happen?
And meanwhile, Carl is like watching all this from inside. He's like, interesting morning already, huh? Yeah. High five, house plant. Yeah, house high five.
Anybody got trash to take out? I'll totally do it.
Yeah, you look good, by the way. You look great, by the way, door. I didn't break that door, by the way. But it does look great. But I didn't break it. So basically, Paige is like, I'm just trying to be a good friend. So Hannah's mad because of the way Paige talked to her. So Hannah's whole thing now is that, like, Paige is her best friend and shouldn't be talking to her like that. And then Hannah's like, I feel so, like, betrayed. And so she just starts sobbing into Lindsay's arms, and Lindsay like could not love this anymore. She's like, oh, there, tennis person, there.
And then Kyle is talking to Luke, and he's like, well, that was the worst it's ever been, bro. And Luke's like, I don't know what to tell you. Well, it's Sunday, we're dealing with this shit, bro.
Yeah,
just goes to his room and goes, bop. Wow, that was a big one.
He's like, I'm smitten with her, bro. So then now Jules goes over to Paige and Amanda. And Paige is like, Jules is like, it's just so sad that she's willing to put him between you two. I can't believe Hannah would put a guy before you two. I guess there's a vacancy in the trio. So anyway, officially consider this my official application to be the third wheel.
And Hannah comes in and she's like, damn it.
Fuck.
So they all leave Paige in there to talk to Hannah. And Paige is like, can we talk just the two of us? And Hannah just ignores her. So Paige leaves the room and she's like, beep, beep, beep. Perry, come get me, Perry. I'm very upset, Perry. Come get me, Perry.
Can you pick me up? Okay, thanks. I'm like, how is Perry going to pick her up? Isn't Perry in the city, or is he in like a different place in the Hamptons? But she's like, can you pick me up? Thanks.
Old man Uber.
That old man Uber.
That old man Uber. So now Lindsay, now that there's just full chaos, Lindsay goes up to her room and she's like, hi, hey Siri, can you call the LIRR lady? Oh, not you for real, not you for real, Siri. No, oh God. God, my phone is actually trying to call the Long Island Railroad. Okay. Hi, digital assistant, can you call the sad woman on the LIRR? Thanks. Hi, Danielle, it's me, Lindsay. Let's FaceTime and let me gossip to you.
There is big arguments happening today with Paige and Amanda and Hannah because last night there was a lot of moaning coming from the bathroom.
And Danielle's like, from Luke's room? And she starts cracking up.
Yeah.
And Lindsay goes, it went on for like an hour. And Danielle's like, yes.
Lindsay's like, I mean, like, Paige and Amanda are like upset because of this like repulsion towards Luke. And like, can't they just be happy? Like, I woke up happy for Amanda. I woke happy. I was like, let's go straight for the rosé. But let's pretend the rosé is Hannah. Ooh.
And she tells us,
when Kyle and Amanda started dating, Amanda was like a booty call. So Amanda, what exactly is the problem here?
And then she's like, oh, and by the way, Danielle, I know you're coming in next weekend, but so is Steven. So how do you feel about rusty floorboards? And she's like, oh, I got an air mattress. Got an air mattress going straight to the air D.
That's so Danielle. I'll right. bring my air mattress.
I know. I think like the first time ever, like a friend of on one of these shows has brought an air mattress to be part of the shoot.
That is so her, because that's such a rough thing to have in your apartment in New York City, because you don't have any room, you know, yeah. for anything. But of course, Danielle's like, never know when you're going to need an air mattress.
Yeah, she's been like waiting for this moment ever since she got it at Costco. And then we like cut to Hannah and Luke playing tennis, which sounds exactly like you'd expect. It's basically, oh yeah.
Then Amanda and Kyle are sitting out in the sun, and Kyle's like, we eavesdropped on that. It looked pretty heated, babe. She's like, yeah, the fact that she got so mad at me is insane, Kyle.
That's not that insane, to be honest. Like, she basically finally got the action she wanted all summer long, and then you guys were, like, attacking her, so it's not that insane.
Yeah, she's like, nothing even happened with Carl and Jules, Kyle, and Carl, like, needs that, like, no strings attached, and she's, like, the queen of that.
So then Kyle's like, well, that's a great segue. So guess what? Carl and Danielle hooked up in the back of an Uber 3 weeks ago.
Kyle, who hates all the fighting in the house, is like, yes. Hey, let's piss off Lindsay.
And apparently Carl has been having a bunch of drunken makeouts with Danielle for a while now, okay? And Kyle's like, I think there's something deep down there. You know, I think there's something going on. I'm like, yeah, a sad person who... needs to have female companionship, otherwise he feels invisible, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, two lonely people fucking because they're the only options. Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah, it's like taking the cake out of the trash can and being like, you know what, that's still good, there's still some meat on that.
Ew, there's meat on the cake. So
Cake meat.
Ew, I'm going to advertise that with my PR agency. Cake meat.
I just booked the cake meat contract.
Guess what? They're serving cake meat at Julon.
So, cake meat house.
Cake meat beach. So, so Paige is like, you know what? I just want to go home, okay? Like, I'm not going to, like, sit around and wait for Hannah and Luke to get engaged, okay? Because I am livid.
So everybody's leaving anyway. Paige is like, I'm gonna make a stand, and then they all leave.
Yeah
because and I then, said it.
And then Jules hands Carl a sweatshirt back. She's like, Carl, here's your sweatshirt back. He's like, oh, you're not the first girl to borrow a sweatshirt from me. You look great, by the way. Thanks. Great sweatshirt.
Put my sweatshirt on me. So Perry shows up and is like, been great, guys. And so she leaves, and then everyone else leaves. And then my favorite song, are you ready for a Bible? Yeah. Are you ready for a Bible?
Are you ready for a Bible? Or is it, are you ready for a bobble? Like, are you ready for like a fun little gift?
I don't know. It sounds like, are you ready for a Bible to be? Trixie just drunk all the time now. Yeah. I don't know what she's saying anymore, but yeah, I love it. And then it switches. Poetry. They're like, and now we're in the city. So let's switch back to. Wah, oh, 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 oh.
It's classic. It's the classic. So then we just skip right to Thursday. So we know this is an action-packed episode. If we're skip, we don't even get like the fake Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday where you see Kyle taking business meetings on the sidewalk, or you know, like Lindsay like ordering coffee while also being like, I need to see the clippings. I need to see the clippings.
Yeah.
We just get right to Thursday.
Wearing a dress made out of pencil shavings. You guys won't believe that this was $10.
Or Jules doing some sort of vague social influencing that doesn't make sense. Being like, okay, I need you to put the napkin on the pigeon. Great. Love this shot. It's like, what are you promoting here?
So Luke is at Delgado so wisely.
Yeah. So basically he's selling his engagement ring at long last. And he's like, you know, it's time. This is going to feel real good, you know, because I bought this and I need to get it out of my life. And, you know, I'm just going to move on. And the lady's like, yeah. Just give me the ring. I've heard this before. Okay. You'll get $6,000.
Yeah. Your divorce story is so much more interesting than everyone else's. Please tell me every detail.
Well, you know, I met this girl and we kind of like teach it. Okay. Hand me the ring. Thank you, sir.
Hand me the ring. And he's like, you know, I'm selling my Corvette right now. Want to do that too? I also got a hat dish I just made. Maybe you could sell that on the market. She's like,
Like, get out of here, bandana man. So then Jules goes to lunch with Carl and she goes, she's the first to get to the restaurant, and the waitress is like, here's her table, ma'am. And she goes,
amazing. Thank you so much.
What a huge, like, what an innovation in dining technology. Tables, I cannot believe it. You put something flat on things that stand up. Wow.
And Carl shows up and she goes, how are you?
It's like, hey.
Like, you look amazing, by the way. When you were like, let's get together, I was like, have to wash my hair. I'm kidding, didn't.
So I have to say, I can't imagine moving to New York and then like within 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, while you're still looking great, by the way, that you're like in the Hamptons like every weekend trying to juggle friends, a job, a group of people who say they don't want you in the house, people who just like hate you, people who say that they would literally leave you in a burning building. Like, wow, I'm so proud of you, Jules.
How was that experience? Just kidding. Not really asking you. True story.
Yes, thank
First
you.
Day.
Thank you.
He's like setting her up to talk and then he doesn't let her. He's like, yeah. True story. First day I moved here, I had a moving truck and like my largest couch doesn't fit in the door. So we put it back on the truck and I go drink some beers and I come home at midnight. Oh, the couch is gone.
Welcome to New York. I mean, I thought I already knew New York because I went to Syracuse University, which is actually in upstate New York. Yeah, true story. But guess what? Upstate's different from Manhattan. So it's almost like I said to the couch, put your weight on me. And the couch was like, I'm going to put my weight on someone else. True story. What am I talking about again? Do you want to order pancakes or what?
If you could change anything over 8 weeks, would it be my white jeans?
And she's like, actually, what I want to say is giving Jordan as big of the Benny of the Dowda as I did.
My biggest regret was not using Apple Pay to order this meal. That was honestly my biggest regret. And so then Carl's like, you know, the whole reason I had problems with Jules is that she wasn't opening up. But then again, I didn't either. And you know what? She's a sweetheart, and we're connecting, and it feels really good. And she's not bad to look at, by the way. She looked great, by the way. I'm like, she wasn't opening up. You guys weren't talking to her. She was trying. She tried to tell the story about her grandfather starting chili in Cincinnati, and you were so obnoxious to her. Don't say that she wasn't opening up.
And let's just point out that Jules has said nothing in this entire conversation except that she regrets banging Jordan. And so Carl goes, this is the Jules I've been wanting to meet. Like, she didn't even do anything. And she goes, oh, I'm so glad you finally got to meet her.
I'm like sad for Jules's need for acceptance, because she should have more self-respect to be like, I've always been here. It's not that like Jules just showed up, it's that you finally started paying attention. But yeah, she's like, yeah, I'm glad you got to meet her. He goes, she's actually pretty cool. Yeah, she's actually pretty cool. I'm like, well, thanks for the seal of approval, Carl.
Yeah. So now they're heading to the Hamptons, and this time Kyle and Amanda are in the car with Paige.
Mm-hmm.
And Lindsay is in the car with Danielle, Jules, and Carl. So, and then Luke and Hannah are together. Yeah. So then Paige is like, oh, look at that car, guys. And Carl's like, that is mint.
That moment made me laugh so hard because, I don't know, in my mind, I feel like Paige doesn't see other cars. And that's not just because she, every time we do see her driving, she's a bad driver. Like, I imagine when she's sitting in a car, she doesn't even realize there are cars around her car. So for her to be like, oh, wow, look at that car. It's like funny
to me.
She could
have been talking about any car. She's just like, wow, there are other cars.
There's other cars. Like, I feel like that she thinks that, generally speaking, cars are disgusting. Like, I think that she thinks they're just, like, stupid metal things. Like, they're not, like, if they were dresses, it would be cool. But if they're cars, she's like, what are those? What are those things around us?
So she goes, can we talk about Carl and Danielle? And Amanda's like, we get a clip of Amanda like, you will not believe what happened. So then Amanda's like, I'm curious if Lindsay has any idea. The real test Lindsay is upset. She's like, well, I know everybody's wondering. I had a talk with Hannah. We got drinks and we left fine. So
and so Paige is like, so my fight with Hannah lasted all of like 4 seconds, and then we get a flashback of basically Paige being like, well, I'm sorry, and Hannah being like, you know, I know, like, I've been in bad relationships, but like, I know what I'm doing, because if there's anything about people who've been in repeated bad relationships is that they always know what they're doing in their next relationship. So hashtag ratchet tennis.
Okay, no matter what, you're my best friend. Gotta go. Perry's calling. Bye, bitch. So she's like, well, I don't know if Amanda's gonna have an easy time, though. I'm really nervous. And she goes, just like when you talk to Hannah. She's like, does Hannah plan on fighting with me? Because...
And Paige is like, basically, like, if you guys just are gonna fight, I'm just gonna become friends with Lindsay. Oh, God. What an awful thought. Please don't fight.
So Danielle is massaging Carl. He's in the front seat, the passenger seat, and she's massaging him from behind. He's like, oh, keep on going, Danielita.
This feels great, by the way. This is the Danielle I've been waiting to meet. Yeah, thanks. Nice to meet you. I'm Carl.
And Jules goes, I am so glad I'm with you guys. And he's like,
who do you usually go with? She's
like, Paige and Amanda. And he goes, oh, fun car.
So Lindsay's like, I'm just confused as to, like, why the girls can't be happy for their best friend. Like, what is this? Like, reporter Christina Gibson reporting live from the friendship? I mean, why can't she just get eaten out for an hour and a half and everyone be happy for her?
Well, we based our opinion on what Hannah told us about Luca. She's like, I don't like this Lisa. Speak for yourself.
And so Jules is saying that she thinks that Luke is controlling and manipulating, and Lindsay's like, I don't think that at all. Do you even know him, Jules? I mean, here's a fun fact. He's a male model. He's tall. He's from Minnesota. He may not. It is. He wears a scarf, and he does jewelry, and just sold a ring. So, like, did you not know about that? Oh, you did? Okay, never mind.
And he's a male model. You already said that.
He plays hockey.
You do know him. You do.
You do know him? Okay.
So Carl goes, I dare anybody to talk about anything else.
So Carl, we heard that you got wasted and embarrassed yourself professionally. Oh, anything else other than that.
Not that.
Not that.
Hey, you guys know what happened to my couch when I first moved here?
That's a good one. Yeah. Hey, Jules, by the way, thanks for continuing to open up. Do you have anything to say for yourself? Great. Anyway, I love this car. Wow, it's a great car.
So they get there, and Carl has a box of Fireball and a suitcase, and Jules goes, I'll help you. And he goes, all right, here, you can take the Fireball. And she's like, okay. So he goes upstairs with the suitcase, and she's following him, and he goes, Jules, the Fireball goes in the pantry. She goes,
but you said you were going to Lindsay's room.
And he's like, I love you for that.
That Fireball looks great, by the way. I'll take half those. Poor Jules. That's a bad sign if you're just blindly following Carl with a box of Fireball. Like, that's like, this is not a very good visual metaphor for your relationship with him. Jules goes, I'm having fun with Carla, and like, whatever this is going on between us, like, I'm gonna ride it out. I'm like, nothing's going on between you guys. You bought him lunch. That's what it is. You're his literally his lunch pass.
Yeah. So then everyone's in the kitchen, and Amanda, you know, Amanda's like in one of those moods because she's cooking everything.
Yes.
You know, she's like, I am making nachos, Kyle.
I love resentment nachos.
Yeah, it's a delicious black bean resentment nachos.
I was watching that. I was like, I have not had Mexican food in like 2 months. I need resentment nachos.
So Luke's like, oh, hey, guys. And they're like, ah. Everyone's still being kind of rude to him. And Carl's like, well, you're clean shaving. What are you going on a job interview or what? Oh, gross, bro, gross.
Maybe you should take some pointers for someone who already has a job for the next 2 weeks. Don't try so hard. You look great, by the way, Luke. You do.
You look as you should, okay? This is how you look on the box, Luke. You can't just like look like this on the box and then you open the box and it's all like hairy and unshaven and smelly. This is what you're a male model. You should look like this every day, okay?
So then Carl's like, oh, hi, Danielle. How are you? She's like, we rode together, you weirdo. Stop it.
So he's like, all right, guys. So tonight, are you familiar with what a roast is? A roast is this.
Yeah.
When you boil something.
No, Minnesota, right? Stop changing terminology about food around.
Oh, are we going to make some nuts with honey? No, not that kind of roast either. Oh, okay.
What they did to the witches?
No, but you're closer. That's the closest you've been, actually. So. He's like, all right, people are going to make fun of you, and then they're going to give you shit, but you have to accept that it's a joke.
Yeah, and Paige is like, no one should take it personally, but also it's real, so take it very personally.
So she goes out to set the table with Jules, and Luke's like, hey, Hannah, you want a drink? She's like,
don't have too much. I want your dick to work.
He's like, all right.
Guess I'll just stick to the half dishes tonight. So, so Paige and Jules are cleaning the table outside, and Jules is like, Paige, so Lindsay ripped me a new one for being on like your side, and for the record, I would like to have some credit for being on your side while Lindsay was yelling at me, so I think I'm sort of part of the clique now, right? We'll see about that.
Yeah, she's like, so she was saying like, if you guys are her friend, why can't you be happy for Hannah? And Paige's like, she's the last one I take friendship advice from, so there, like and subscribe. So then we get a clip of Lindsay and Paige squabbling all summer, and Paige is like, you mess with me and my best friend, something I will not stand for. Fuck you, Lindsay. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, seriously, here's something I will stand for, okay? This halter top for $19.99 at Mandy's. Thanks. Bye. Do you guys remember that store, Mandy's? No?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I never went to a Mandy's.
It's exactly what you'd expect. It's called Mandy's. just saying. So then we get Lindsay going, Kylie, what's going on with Carl?
He's like, well, I was put in a pretty awkward situation because we hosted a happy hour and he showed up hammered. I had to take his sales meetings because he wasn't even making any sense. Like, he jeopardized the brand with top-tier clients.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Carl basically put me in an awkward situation because I hired him. That's it.
He's like, Mr. 11 was so upset about it. And I had to take him aside and say, listen, Seven. Just gonna have to forgive my friend. He couldn't do it. He's like, this is not the first time. This is like the fourth time he's been like that in a month.
He really insulted Mr. Brioche Dore, and I'm pretty sure we will not be there.
Lindsay's like, he is also a sabotager. Why do you think I've been so heavy on the hand of like stop masking your emotions with alcohol and females?
Has she really? I'm not sure about that.
You were the alcohol and the female.
I'm about to say, you dated him. You dated him.
You were a female full of alcohol for like three of those weeks.
And then we just cut to Paige saying, I need an alcoholic beverage. And Carl going, same. Yeah, by the way, this alcoholic beverage looks great, by the way. Yeah, I'm going to date it, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, throughout their conversation, they keep cutting to Carl, and he's always like, I'm pouring rosé. Now I'm drinking a margarita. Now I'm drinking Fireball from the bottle.
I just bought pancakes for this Cuervo. Yeah. So Paige and Hannah are like downstairs, and Paige is like, oh my god, I'm so glad we're friends again, because now we can gossip about people. Yeah.
And Hannah goes, well, I still have to deal with the other one.
She's like, Amanda got mean in like a very different way. I mean, like, the sort of, like, I thought it was strange that she kept throwing nacho chips at me. That was weird. I didn't like that.
So Amanda hears them talking and stops at the door. She's like, just came to see what you guys are wearing. Don't yell at me. And Paige is like, you guys, chat. I need to, I'm leaving.
I'm gonna like and subscribe to the kitchen counter right now. Okay, bye.
So Amanda, they sit on the bed, and Amanda's like, I feel so sad about the way everything went down, Kyle. Like, I went into that conversation, like, wanting to talk like we're talking right now.
Yeah, and Hannah's like, listen, I'm not helpless. I know what I'm doing. I'm getting emotionally invested in a male model who plays hockey and sometimes wears a bandana, and it's not going to work out well for me, and I'm okay with that.
But I thought you were, like, uninterested, and then whatever happened Saturday happened.
I fucked him.
And you built up all this tension and confusion, and then it exploded.
I mean, there are just, like, so many moments you don't see. Like, when he makes hot dishes, or makes bacon for everyone, or sings about coyotes. I see all those moments. Okay, how about when he throws balls at baskets and can't get them in? Yeah, I saw that too. What about when he, like, walks into rooms? You've seen that before? He, like, literally just appears for you, right?
No, I see him walk.
Huh. All right, never mind then.
So Paige comes back in, and she's like, are you guys friends again? She goes, yeah, we knew him in Clear in the Air, Kyle. And Paige is like, yay, our clique is back together.
Nice order of business. Let's talk about other people.
Which, by the way, that was like my favorite moment. Yay, we're back together. Okay, new order of business. We gotta talk about other things. Like, our clique is back together. So sad that Jules isn't here.
Yeah. So basically, Jules told me that Lindsay ripped her a new one. I put periods between each word, so you guys,
we get it. We get what you're doing. Okay.
So, like, she said that we should be on your side, like, we're the worst friends to Hannah, etc.
And she's like, why is all this judging of friendships going on? I just don't get it. She goes,
because she is jealous.
Yeah, she's jealous. And then Trixie chimes in going, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? And apparently the answer to that is put on white pants, because we see Carl in his iconic white pants sort of stalking around the house with, you know, because he can't bend his knees. He's just sort of like a man on stilts in his white jeans walking around getting ready for dinner.
I know. I want to send Carl some stuff. You know, like Carl has his moments on this show, but he's still like Carl. He's, you Carl. Know, and I want to send him like some, I don't know, like some Dockers.
Dockers. How about like a gift certificate to like the macaroni factory, whatever it's called? Like,
he no, needs clothes. Something that's not white pants, goddammit.
Send him like a caftan. A Carltan.
Yes. Oh. Carltan.
Yeah. We can get him like a Patricia Altschul caftan, but instead of like little dog faces on it, it could just be like Fireball.
Yeah.
Or the Workers twins. That'd be even better.
Yeah, Carl. So in the pantry, Luke and Hannah go into the pantry for some private time, but Carl and Paige won't let them because that's their spot.
Yeah.
So they start like moaning outside and like banging on the door and stuff. And Carl opens the door, and Paige is like, oh, hey guys, didn't know you were in there.
As the roast started, that was kind of roasty.
There's so much you don't know about Luke. I mean, look what I just learned about him in the pantry. He loves making jewelry.
Already knew that.
Oh, damn it.
So Kyle's like, all right, guys, because now they're sitting at dinner. He's like, guys, it's been an amazing summer, but I have to steal the floor for a minute. Me and Amanda finally found a venue and set a date. They're like, yay.
Yay. Because, where are we bachelor partying? Where are we doing that? And also, can someone pay for me? Just asking in advance. Thanks.
And Carl is drinking Fireball from the bottle now. He's going to get, this is not going to end well.
Nightmare.
Yeah, so Amanda's like, we're not telling you all where it is because you're not all invited. Sorry, Paige.
Yeah, sorry. Well, that was actually mainly directed towards Jules. Hey, Jules.
I mean, sorry, Jules. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Hey, Jules, here's the address for the wedding venue, so go enjoy. And Jules like, is this that building that's been on fire for a long time? Yeah, go inside. Yeah, have fun.
So then Carl's like, now it's time for a roast. Go ahead, Luke. You start, Luke. All right. Yeah. And so Anna's like, remember, you can't get upset because if you have a bad attitude, then you have a bad sense of humor.
Yeah. So Luke is like, oh, so Kyle got in trouble for fly fishing in the middle of June when we all know the lakes freeze over in the winter, right? Oh, sorry. That was my first draft. Okay. Let me go. Okay. Okay. Kyle got in trouble for making fake IDs. Turns out Kyle's been cheating since college. Oh. I was like, damn. Luke.
I know. They're so harsh to each other.
These were good, mostly.
they were really mean. And then he goes, and Amanda told me not to talk to her last weekend. So I've got nothing, actually. I didn't write anything for that bitch.
And Amanda's like, exactly, because there's not much to say about me. Also, let's not point out that, like, when Luke said that Kyle's been cheating, Amanda and Kyle started making out, and Kyle goes, winning, which is truly one of my big pet peeves. Like, I would maybe, like, reconsider the entire engagement after he said winning.
I know. Why don't you just follow it up with a just saying, winning, just saying.
Tiger milk or whatever it was called, tiger blood.
So Hannah goes, okay, I've got one. It's for Paige. Poor Perry, after a long weekend, he just wants to fill her up with his dick, but he can't because she's already so full of herself.
Oh! Paige is like, okay, that was a little more savage than I would have appreciated, and unsubscribing to Hannah now. We're back in a fight. Click is disbanded.
And then Danielle is...
Danielle is so Danielle.
Yeah, it really is.
She's like, Jules comes from the country of Jordan, or is that Jordan made her come? I can't remember. Oh, wait, let me try it again. Jules is from the country of Jordan and tried to have sex with Jordan, but his dick didn't quite work, and we almost kicked her out because of it. Nailed it.
I hear a trend. I gotta go. So then Jules' turn. She's like, Amanda, I don't know if I've thanked you for all the hard work you've put into the house of this summer. Being a clicky bitch is hard work, but someone's got to do it.
I was like, whoa.
So now they're just all on Amanda. Everything's about Amanda now.
And Amanda's like, I haven't worked hard at it, but thank you. Here's a match. Go light it in your room.
So then Kyle goes, he's like, this one's for Amanda. Amanda likes to keep it close, so she's only made two friends in 4 years, and she's already lost one of them.
Oh, wait, here's another one. She stays up super late, and then sometimes we fight. We went to a party that was really late, and then went to the after party, and then it was like, do we go to the after party or not? And it was only 9:52. She's lame. I'm marrying a lame girl.
Amanda's like Monopoly. She just lasts so long that you gotta cheat to make it over quicker.
Wait, I got one. At night, Amanda wants to be full of dick from Kyle, but sometimes she's just full of sleepiness because she goes to sleep early.
So Kyle's like, kidding, she's super social. She manages to stay out super late, and then we get in a fight and it's downhill, and that was 9:52. They're like, dude, that's your fiance. There's other people here to roast, all right? Roast on, dude.
All right. Carl, we met partying, and we kept partying, but it's not all about the party. Even though we do sell alcohol, it's not a job requirement to be drunk all the time. You actually have a drinking problem. That's very, very dark and serious. Zing.
And Carl gets so mad.
He's like, oh.
Like, he gets such a Satan face and then swigs Fireball straight from the bottle. It's like, that'll show him, Carl.
So then Amanda's like, Lindsay, you look better than ever. You know, do you ever get tired of putting makeup on two faces every morning?
And Lindsay gets pissed and she goes, I only have one thing.
Oh, it's a roast. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a roast. It's okay.
Carl's like, Amanda, stop bitching about cooking food. When you get married, your last name is a cook.
And they all just stare. They just stare at Carl. He's like, no, okay, all right. It's good, right? It's good. Hey, wait, I got another one. Okay. Lindsay, I made out with Danielle while you were in Tulum. And they're all just like staring, waiting for the punchline. And Danielle goes, that's just a fact. I got one. Okay. Kyle, you have shoes on right now.
So Lindsay's like, Danielle always does that with the boys I date, so whatever. And Danielle goes, was that a roast? Give me the fireball.
Leanne Locken comes in dressed like an umpire or referee.
Not a roast.
Well, actually, that was a roast. She says it's not a roast, but that was a roast. It was a roast. Roast certified.
So Carl's like, oh, no big deal with Lindsay. I mean, look, no big deal with Danielle, okay? Because Danielle knows a lot about me. I know a lot about her. And when I'm with her, I can be, as she says, a hondo P.
Not a roast.
She really supports me when I want to get a Simply PB smoothie. She just is 100 hundo P with a Simply PB. That was actually a roast, guys. I don't know if you were paying attention. That was a roast.
Not a roast.
So Lindsay's like, Hannah, I heard sounds through the wall, and I wasn't sure if you were playing tennis or if a cat was dying.
And Hannah's like, oh, so good. So good.
Lindsay, high five. That was great.
Yeah, he goes,
and she won't.
He's just hanging there like, that was great. Wait, I got another one. Okay. I finger banged Lindsay in June. High five, everyone. High five.
So Paige goes in for the kill. She's like, is.
Amanda, it's been so great getting so close. I love all the times we've laughed and cried, but damn it, bitch, even I wouldn't answer 45 calls in one night. You're crazy. Okay, and Lindsay, haha, lighthearted fun. Aren't we having fun lightheartedly, everyone? So Lindsay, when people are talking about you, the word fake never comes to mind. Unless they're talking about your lips, your boobs, or your personality. And everyone's like, oh!
And then Paige just compliments herself. She goes, that was a good one. That was a good one. You're welcome. And he's like,
My personality isn't fake.
My boobs and my lips are fake, but not my personality. I sell cake meat.
And then Paige doesn't stop. Well, Jules is like, come on, Lindsay. It's a roaster. And Paige goes, oh, yeah, Jules, I almost forgot about you. Like everyone else in the house this summer.
Yeah, surprise roast. They didn't see that coming. Surprise roast. So Paige is like, and also, while we're being honest, I just want to clear the air. And by clear the air, I mean savagely go after Lindsay. So, hey, old lady, we worked through our differences, and I know that, like, Lindsay said that, like, I was being a bad friend, and I want everyone to know that I actually was, like, not being a bad friend. I was actually kind of being, like, an amazing friend because I showed Hannah that she got this amazing top for $15 at H&M. So, who's the good friend now?
I was like, I can't even deal with this. She goes, my roast was real. You're a fake-ass bitch, and what you're doing right now, you are a fake fucking bitch, Lindsay. Fuck you.
Yeah, I was like, whoa. Damn.
And then Lindsay looks like she's going to cry. Like, what Lindsay the fuck, Paige?
Is shocked. And Paige is like, you talking about me in the car is being fake. And like, walk away because you know you're wrong, and which is what you did on your birthday, okay? Hannah and I will never fight. And this clique that you hated so much, you were so happy with the fighting on Sunday because you were jealous of it. You were jealous. So think about that before you try to talk shit about me. Like and subscribe. Paige out.
Yeah, and she goes, oh yeah, walk away, Lindsay. Meanwhile, she's walking away.
Yeah, Paige is the one being dragged away. Lindsay's literally sitting in a chair.
That was mean. I didn't like that. What the hell, Paige?
I thought it was hilarious.
I mean, it was hilarious, but geez.
Lindsay can handle it. Lindsay is like, you do not want to see me activated. I like that Paige was getting surly. She was just now like... She still had, like, leftover emotions from the whole fight, so she's just like, you know what, fuck it, I'm just gonna pour it onto Lindsay, why not?
Oh, I didn't like it. I felt bad for Lindsay. I was like, poor Lindsay, what has Lindsay ever done? I remember.
It's Lindsay.
Well, that brings us to the end of Summer House and our week.
Yeah, everyone, thank you for listening. We'll be back on Monday with some Top Chef. Have a wonderful weekend, and remember to like and subscribe. All our shit on Instagram and all social media, whatever, or you don't have to at all. You can just live your life. So, bye, everyone.